Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It's hour number two of the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the world in sports, man. It's unbelievable what's happened here with Andrew Luck calling it quits, retiring from the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. You can hit Mike up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. But man, oh man, talk about a shakeup in the NFL world. Andrew Luck calling it quits, no longer a part of the Indianapolis Colts. He is done. He's 29 years old, in the prime of his career, walking away from a lot of money, walking away from a lot of pain, walking away from a game that he loves so much. It's really hard to understand, but you know what? He's a bigger and better man because of it, people. Don't be upset about it. Understand the situation and realize that this guy is in so much pain, doesn't want to deal with it, doesn't want to handle it anymore, can't handle it anymore. It's mentally gotten to him too much, man. And you know what? Again, I commend the guy for knowing and understanding the situation and realizing it's better to get out now before he does serious damage to himself. So kudos to Andrew Luck. I'm sorry to Colt fans, but ultimately, this guy made the right decision. I know we're up against it. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we're going to talk to Brian Snow, the snowman in the morning. We'll get his take on Andrew Luck and so much more in the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, just getting loose, getting warmed up. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you aware that 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35? Thing is, when you start to notice the hair loss, it's too late. Solution. 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills, gas station counter supplements, prescription solutions backed by science. Listeners to this program, Wrestling Observer Live, can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 right now while supplies last. You can see the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/wrestling, FORHIMS.com/wrestling, 4hims.com/wrestling.
Andrew Luck going for a home run deep downfield, looking for T.Y. Hilton. Hilton makes the catch. He's at the 10, 5, stumbles in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton! 68-yard bomb from Andrew Luck to T.Y. And the Colts lead it 16-0.
Plan's been to get better all along. And you're process focused and worried about improving and sort of surrender the outcome to your preparation, your process, your attitude, your diligence. We noticed good things started to happen.
All right, Luck out of the gun, ball on the 1 yard line. Marlon Mack to his left. Waiting on a shotgun snap. It's low. Andrew Luck pumps. He throws over to the left side. It's caught. Touchdown, Chester Rogers. Touchdown, Colts. And the game is tied 27-27. Under a minute to go. Merry Christmas, Chester Rogers.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Crazy to think that that's the only way we are now going to hear about Andrew Luck and what he did in the NFL. And I'm talking about it in the past sense, because you're just going to hear highlights about him throwing the ball, making those plays, because you're not going to see it anymore. Andrew Luck has retired from the NFL at the age of 29, in the prime of his career. Injuries have taken a toll on this guy. And unfortunately, for Colt fans, I feel bad for you. But you know what? On the other side, I feel really good for Andrew Luck after I've kind of had time to let this thing digest a little bit in my system and take it in and marinate in my brain a little bit. Because the truth is when pain gets to you so bad that it messes with you mentally, you have to figure out a way to get by and survive. And the best possible way for Andrew Luck is calling it quits from a game that he loves and put his blood, sweat, and tears into for so many damn years. Don't feel bad for the guy. Feel happy for the guy, because he made a really tough decision that ultimately is going to help him live, hopefully, a long, long time. Welcome back in, everybody. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. We're now going to shoot out to the phones and hook up with our next guest, Snowman Brian Snow, the Snowman in the Morning. Snowman, I know you have so much on your mind. I know you got a lot to throw out there. Welcome in, my friend. First and foremost, as we always do, tell people how they can check you out, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me, Dorf, and Mike, thanks to you. For having me. Snowman in the Morning will be back on September 9th. I had to change the date a little bit because wife and I are in the process of moving.
That's right.
September 9th is when you can catch the daily morning show, 9 a.m. Eastern. Snowman Unfiltered, my podcast, will drop every Wednesday at 6 p.m. You can catch it on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and whatever your favorite app is.
I did happen to check it out the other day. By the way, I did hear you talking to your good buddy Cole on your program, Snowman Unfiltered. So check it out, people. Snowman does a good job. That's why we have him for you. Okay, brother, I'm not going to beat around the bush, man. Give me your take on Andrew Luck. What's up, bro?
I'm happy for Andrew Luck making the toughest decision of his life to walk away when he did. At age 29, in the prime of his career, and if you think about it, the prime of his career was taken away by injuries. He didn't have to deal with that many injuries at Stanford. They all caught up to him in the NFL. And there was a tweet that came out last night with the list of injuries that he's had to go through in 6 years of playing football. And he said it himself, the cycle of being injured, rehab, healing, and coming back to play took the joy out of the games. So when there's no joy in what you do, it's time to walk away.
I agree. It is. And it's a really tough decision to make. And, you know, the guy's in the prime of his career. He's 29 years old. I do think, you know, after last season, the guy gets the comeback player of the year. Everybody's really excited about what's to come for him and then Indianapolis Colts this season. And then, bam, you know, the news breaks last night. And I got to ask you that, man. You know, I think Andrew Luck had a plan. And unfortunately, the way that the media works and, you know, you're always trying to be that guy to get the news out there first. Mm-hmm. And Adam Schefter obviously is that guy, and he gets a lot of the he's in on the know, and he gets the dirt about people right away. Do you ever think that sometimes, or just hope that sometimes, they can let it play out the way that an athlete wants it to play out? Andrew Luck was going to have a press conference today, and you know what? Unfortunately, he had to address the situation after news broke by Adam Schefter. How do you feel about that? Does the media sometimes get too involved? And maybe should we know how to just sit back and let things play out a little bit?
I'll give you the most perfect example of that. The year was 1993, and I think you know where I'm going. The gentleman's name, oh, I don't know, Michael Jordan, perhaps. When his father was murdered, he was at a White Sox game. They were playing the Blue Jays in the American League Championship Series, and all of a sudden, news started circling around the ballpark that he was seriously considering retiring because of what happened to his father. The next day he had to address it. I absolutely hate, I know that the biggest thing, and Dorf, you and I have talked about this off the air, the biggest thing for a lot of these journalists is to be out there and get the credit of being first with it. But A, if you're not factually correct, B, if you don't let the situation with the athlete play out the way it plays out and then something else happens, you're going to have egg on your face. I would have loved to have seen the press conference or heard the press conference today, which was scheduled for, but then when the news broke, he had to address it. And I'm really upset at some of the Colts fans that booed him walking off the field. That's one of the most classless things I've ever seen and heard. These are fans that supported him and questioned him at the same time when he had his torn labrum and he couldn't come back, and he couldn't play the 1 year that he played. He has missed part of six seasons with some kind of injury. And yet, three consecutive playoff appearances, four in the 7 years that he's played, and they want to boo him and throw his jersey? What kind of – that's lack of respect as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, Snowman, I'm right there with you. You kind of took my question from me a little bit there in terms of those fans and them booing them. I mean, let's face it, Snowman. I mean, they went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. And, you know, it's kind of like the Packers going from Favre to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they went from one Hall of Fame quarterback to, you know, who knows if Luck gets in, but a very highly capable quarterback. Just keep on talking about, you know, in terms of those fans, man, like what do the fans not get about all this? What are they missing?
I believe it was Ben Roethlisberger last night when they were talking about, they talked to different players did interviews speaking on Andrew Luck. And one of the players, I believe it was Ben Roethlisberger, I might be wrong, said it perfectly. All the fans see is game day, Sunday. They don't see Monday through Friday and what they go through in practice and the hits they take in practice and the hits they take in the offseason and in training camp, I beg your pardon, and the hits they take while it is not game day. Fans only see game day. Monday through Friday is off limits to the fans, and they don't understand the toll that it takes on a player, especially the caliber of an Andrew Luck or an Aaron Rodgers or a Brett Favre. Oh, let me go a little old school, a Joe Montana or a Steve Young. And remember, Steve Young retired in 1999 due to a concussion. He had a ton of injuries in his career. So
yeah,
for
hey.
The fans that boot.
Go. No, finish your thought because I want to ask you something real quick because I'm going to give you the final take on this. Go ahead, Snowman. Finish your thought.
The fans that booed Andrew Luck have no idea what he and the players that are in the NFL, past or present, go through on a Monday through Friday basis. All they see is game day.
I feel you. So what's Andrew Luck's legacy in your humble opinion then? How do we
remember
him?
They brought him in to replace Peyton Manning, and his legacy, as far as I'm concerned, he did the best that he could when he was healthy. Remember, they had the most porous offensive line for the better part of 3 years. But one of my favorite plays of Andrew Luck, they were playing the Kansas City Chiefs in a playoff game at Lucas Oil Stadium, when the ball popped loose and he was able to take the fumble from Donald Brown and dive over the goal line to help complete that comeback. You know, that would be, if not my favorite play from Andrew Luck, it'll be one of my favorite plays from it.
No, and I think, you know, we're going to remember this guy as a guy that gave it everything he had when he was out there on the field. 86 of 112 possible games. I think he laid it out there on the line for his team and his teammates. But you know what? Injuries seem to overwhelm this guy. Snowman, as always, brother, you know how much we appreciate you. Hope the move's going well, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Appreciate it, Dorf. Thank you.
Brian Snow, Snowman in the Morning, man. We love having him. We love talking to him. He's a great guy. When it comes to talking sports, there's probably nobody better, man. Seriously, I love talking to Snowman. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What? Going deep for Hiltman. He is able to make the catch for the touchdown.
Right out of the gun has Jordan Wilkins to his right. Luck's going to loft it downfield. Wide open, Eric Ebron catches it in stride. He's inside the 20, still going, diving for the pylon. No signal yet. He's going to be down inside the 5-yard line. It's not going to be a touchdown. No, they signal touchdown. Touchdown, Eric Ebron. They put 6 on the board.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
High punt from Morstead. Pope backpedals to the 19. And he has room. Look out, Troy Main Pope. He will go. Touchdown, Chargers. 81 yards.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And we are going to talk NFL, and we're going to talk something other than Andrew Luck. And believe me, it's been on our minds heavily throughout the whole show. But there's other stuff to get into, like the Arizona Cardinals, like the New York football Giants, like the Patriots. Just in general, there's other things to talk about going on in the sports world. But yes, we all know about Andrew Luck, and if you want to talk about that with us, we're all about it at 1-800-878-7529. I want to touch on the Arizona Cardinals with you real quickly, Mike, because they played Minnesota in Minneapolis yesterday on Saturday, and the outcome was 20-9. And for the most part, I watched the game, and once again, I'm starting to really, really scratch my head about what's going on in Arizona, because the more that I think about the way that the Cardinals hired a college football coach that wasn't all that successful in college, and the Arizona State Sun Devils hire an ex-NFL coach to coach an NFL system in college. I just feel like they have things completely backwards here. But with that being said, I'm not so impressed with Kyler Murray either. And I don't want to make Cardinal fans upset with me. I know I have a lot of people that listen to us that are Cardinal fans, but the guy hasn't thrown a touchdown in preseason. Looked pretty shaky against the Oakland Raiders. Looked okay against Minnesota. But again, I'm struggling to see how they're all of a sudden just going to unleash this offense that you haven't seen anything from in the preseason. I just think it's hard. I think it's almost damn impossible for them to go out there and think that they can just all of a sudden unleash this unbelievable offensive juggernaut and expect the offensive lineman to be able to handle that kind of an offense for 16 games in the NFL. I think once again, you're going to see an offensive line get totally worn down, and it's going to be Kyler Murray running for his life to save his own life. Go ahead, Mike Wilson.
You stole all my thunder, Dorf. I mean, come on. I mean, what are you doing? No, I'm exactly right where you are at. And the other question is, where's David Johnson? Has he gone like in the witness protection program or something? I haven't seen him being used hardly at all. I mean, I know he had 34 yards in the Minnesota game, but you know, he needs to be a big part of the offense as well. And Kyler, yeah, 14 to 21, buck 37, you know, a rating of basically 85 as a quarterback rating. You know, he hasn't exactly wowed anybody. And to your point that they can just flip the switch, turn this thing on, and unleash this kind of air raid type of offense in the NFL in week one, look, you're just kidding yourselves. This ain't going to work. I think the Raiders kind of put a little bit of a blueprint on in terms of how you handle someone like Kyler Murray in terms of his speed and getting outside the pocket and extending plays, creating havoc, you know, getting to the second level. Yeah, it's just confusing. And I absolutely agree as well with the offensive line. Look, I've lived in the Valley of the Sun almost 20 years now. And I have yet to see a Cardinal team that has an average offensive line. It has always been shaky down here, and I don't know exactly why that has been. Is it the coaching? Is it schemes? Is, you know, a combination of the two, you know, whatever the heck it is. But Kyler's going to be running for his life, which therefore is going to make his stats just seem like they're nothing. But he has to learn how to deal with that, and so does the head coach. He's got to be aware of what he's dealing with and how is he going to scheme to deal with it.
Look, I'm not saying there's not going to be some good. There is going to be some good, but I think there's going to be a lot of bad as well. I think that there's a lot of things that are going up against Kyler Murray. First and foremost, you're running this college system in the NFL. And I think that the arrogance and the audacity of the Arizona Cardinals is either going to get exploited or, you know what, they caught lightning in a bottle, Mike Wilson, okay? And you know what, when you catch lightning in a bottle, it doesn't last all that long either. So people are going to catch up and they're going to figure out things. So let's see if somehow, some way that this can work. I have my doubts. I have serious doubts because I think that you can't put the kind of pressure on the offensive linemen that you're going to have to. They're going to be doing things at such a fast pace. They're not going to be able to recover quick enough. You're going to wear these guys out. Injuries are going to set in. They're going to happen. It's just part of the game in general. But if you do things like this, they're even more prone to happen. I think that Kyler Murray is going to have trouble seeing the field flat out. The guy's going to have trouble seeing the gosh darn field, man. He's too small. Okay. When you look at this guy out there on the field compared to the other guys on the field, dude looks small. Dude looks tiny. So, I mean, I hope and I pray and I want things to go well for the Arizona Cardinals because, dude, it's a lot more. Well, actually, let me recant that because you know what? It's a lot more fun to talk about your teams when they're lousy because everybody's going nuts and everybody overreacts. And then what happens with when you have a guy like Kyler Murray come in? You get the delusional fan to come back, and they think all of a sudden that they have found the missing link. They have found the piece that's going to get them over the hump. You know what? I'm sorry, but I don't think you have found that. And I also think that they let Josh Rosen go way too quick. I'm sorry, but they let the guy go way too quick. I know you were really high on him. I'm not quite as high on him as you were, but I do know one thing. That guy went to UCLA. That guy is a smart kid. He's going to do some things in the NFL. So eventually, that may wind up coming back to bite them. And you know what? Since they did what they did last year, Mike, you can't go and do it again. I'm sorry, but you did something last year where you hired your first-year head coach last year. You got rid of the guy that you drafted so highly, and you moved up to get the guy. You can't do that again, man. So you know what? They're stuck in whatever happens after this season, Mike.
Yeah, they are stuck. And, you know, the other thing with Rosen is, yeah, he's 6'4". He can see over the line. He can, you know, he may not, he certainly can't move like Kyler, but he can see over that line, and he doesn't look, he's never looked small to me out there. You're exactly right with Kyler. He looks like a midget, like, out there, and he looks like a JV high school football player playing with men out there. And so that's going to be a tough thing to get over. And like I said at the beginning, like, something has to be done with David Johnson. Like, is he going to be a big part of the offense? How's he going to be an intricate part? Because David Johnson's a talented player. I mean, he showed that, you know, early on in his career. Granted, he's been hurt as of recently, but somehow, some way, you just can't all be about Kyler, you know, directing this offense. It has to be more balanced, and I don't know if a balanced offense is what the Cardinals are going to have.
No, that's some good stuff, Mike. I agree 100%. DJ hasn't been all that spectacular, and especially during the preseason. They did get Michael Crabtree, so we'll see how that helps. They do have Fitzy, we know that, and we know that that'll definitely help. So, anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll continue talking about the sports world, probably NFL football too. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Wasn't ready for that throw. It's third and goal. Rosen, end zone. That is Fitzgerald, and that is a touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that two-thirds of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skin care, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door, and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims, that's right, for him, no, Hims. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
Hey, sweetie, it's
mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Ooh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
There were 9 mistakes made ahead of me, and I'll make sure over in the next decade or so that they'll know they made the mistakes.
Rosen under center, barking out the call, takes. It's play action. Rosen setting up with time. Looks deep. Fires deep. Got a man wide open inside the 30. It's caught by Kirk at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown! Josh Rosen with a strike. Caught by Kirk. Rookie to rookie. 75-yard touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. We can talk. I'm getting a ton of engagement with me on social media, on Facebook. You can obviously check out that page. It's Dorf on Sports. Or you can always just call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. We do love the interaction, though. Really, really do love the interaction with everybody. And look, huge news. Andrew Luck calling it quits. And you got to commend the guy for making one of the toughest decisions that you'll ever have to make. Walking away from tons of money, walking away from the spotlight, walking away from glamour, walking away from being a rock star for the most practical purposes when you think about it. These guys are rock stars. They walk into a place and they light the room up. And Andrew Luck used to do that. And he still will do that. And I won't be surprised to see this guy in the booth pretty darn soon, to be honest with you, Mike. He'll get there. He'll work his way back to the booth. And a guy that's going to work his way onto the field, we heard the highlights of Josh Rosen, used to be with the Arizona Cardinals, now with the Miami Dolphins. And you know what? That's the way things go in the NFL, man. You get a shot at some places, doesn't work out, and hopefully you get another shot to go somewhere else. Josh Rosen is getting that with Miami, and I expect him to compete. And you know what? Don't be surprised if he does become that starter before the season. I'd say about maybe even like 5 weeks into the season if he doesn't get the nod before the season starts. But, Mike, anything that has caught your eye in preseason, anything big so far that has struck you as maybe this is somebody that we're sleeping on, or you know, somebody that might wind up having a breakout year? Anything?
No, I mean, you know, preseason is just what it is. It's preseason. You know, the starters really don't play, and it's really like a showcase for the free agents and the lower draft picks. But the one thing that we haven't talked about yet is all this chatter with the Cleveland Browns, man. I'm telling you, with that quarterback they got there, you know, he made some and it was taken as some shade at the New York Giants quarterback. And,
Daniel Jones.
You know, he goes into – Daniel Jones, thank you. And Baker made some comments, and, you know, it's all about winning. I mean, that's basically what he was saying. I'm like, I can't believe he took it. It's all about winning. I'm like, Baker, you haven't won anything. Like, just shut the you-know-what up. Like, you were 1-5 against playoff teams last year, and, you know, like, don't run your mouth when you're a second-year guy that hasn't made the playoffs and hasn't had – the success that your mouth is thrown out there right now. And I just want to hear your thoughts on Baker Mayfield and those comments.
Look, I mean, I've been following Baker, obviously. We watched him at Oklahoma, and I didn't like right. when he put the stake in the ground at Ohio State. I thought that was over the top. And, you know, you had people that loved everything that this guy does, and you have people that don't like what he does, and you know, I'm going to scrutinize him for things like that, and I'm going to scrutinize him again. You know, I don't think that Baker Mayfield has earned the right to talk trash about anybody. Like you said, what have you done? Yeah, you came in and you gave the Cleveland Brown fans and a little bit of hope. That's what you've done. But you haven't proven anything yet. And now you have Odell Beckham. You've got a lot of weapons at your disposal. So you know what? You better perform, dude. Otherwise, you know, those comments that you made about Daniel Jones, whether or not they were shade or not, you're going to have to answer to some of the things that you do. And I think it's going to be really tough for the Cleveland Browns to live up to the hype. Everybody thinks that they're going places. Well, if we all know, at least me, man, I've seen the way things go. I've been covering sports for a really long time. And you don't usually catch lightning in a bottle. It doesn't usually happen that way. It's a process. And when do guys win in the NBA? Yeah, you know, like when you're 25 or 27, 28, 30. When do guys win in baseball? It's kind of like the same thing. When do guys win in the NFL? You know what? It takes time. It's a process. You've got to be with those guys for many, many years so that you know that guy's move like it's your own move. So, yeah, man, I think that the Cleveland Browns they could eat it, man. They really could. They could eat some crow because they're talking so much trash. And Odell Beckham, you know, he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder, Mike. And that could be good, but that could also be pretty bad. What happens when there's not enough balls being thrown Odell's way? What happens when they can't figure out how to get that running game going? Who starts pointing fingers? Is Baker Mayfield a leader, or is he a guy that starts pointing fingers? So, yeah, man, I think that Cleveland is setting themselves up for failure big time, at least in my humble opinion. And you know what? Go prove me wrong, but be better than 8-8 or 8-7-1, and don't talk trash. Go out there and do your damn job.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, let's look at, you know, the other night against Tampa Bay. His line was 10 of 26, 72 yards. He averaged 2.8 yards per throw with a rating of basically 31. That's not winning quarterback play. That's not going to get you anywhere. And granted, yeah, it's the preseason. But when you talk as much as he does and has the background in terms of that kind of talk, and like you said, sticking the thing in the flag in the ground at Ohio State, and let's not forget, he was arrested it's not a DUI, but he was kind of running from cops and stuff at Oklahoma. You know, the best thing that Baker could do would keep his head down and just go out and perform. But you and I both know he's not going to do that. He's not that kind of guy. You mentioned, well, what happens when the balls aren't being thrown, you know, Odell Beckham's way. And well, what happens when they get on a losing streak? Okay. I mean, their schedule, the Browns' schedule later in the year, gets real tough, and they could go a month without winning when you take a look at their schedule later in the year. So, what happens when that starts happening? You know, who points fingers, who starts chirping, and does it just all fall apart for the Cleveland Browns?
Adversity can come in many different ways. And you know what? Speaking of coming in many different ways, this is a guy we haven't heard from in a long, long time. He's a huge fan of the show. We love him. And you know what? We're going to give him his proper props. Mitch in Santa Monica, brother. It's been way too long. How you doing today, bro?
Wow, so nice. I'm doing just fine there, Andy. I got to tell you, it's been a while, but, you know, I've come out of the basement. It's been a fun summer, but you know what? After last night's opening college football game, how could I not call the Dorf Man on a Sunday morning? I mean, my Canes, one muff punt and one missed extra point from possibly pulling off the unthinkable to beat the Gators, an unranked Miami team going into Orlando and playing the Gators in just a ridiculous error-filled game. But you know what? If that's any indication of what the college football season is going to look like, man, we are going to be in for a wild ride. And going about that, if Thursday night's Packers Raiders game in Winnipeg, Canada, is something what we're in the forecast of what the NFL wants? I mean, oh boy, we got a lot of problems going there. Well, Musk is now retiring. The NFL was completely embarrassed Thursday night. Preseason has been a joke. No one knows what's going on. I can't wait to get the NFL season started. But, you know, comparing what I was watching last night on ESPN, the college game, versus what we're seeing with all these new rules in the NFL, that's the difference between, like, Little League Baseball and Major League Baseball. You know, I used to coach Little League Baseball, and I used to tell my kids, you know, we're not playing that same game that they're playing at Dodger Stadium. You know, we play a different game, a different set of rules. It's called Little League Baseball. And that's what makes it so cool and fun, which, by the way, the Little League World Series, I think, ends today. So it's a great thing to watch, but it's like a different game. And you could see the difference last night. It's like, I'm like, why isn't there more replay? It's like, that's right, it's a college game. We don't have replays like that. We don't replay every 5 seconds on every call. There isn't, like, these new offensive pass interference calls that we've been seeing in the preseason that we're going like, well, how is this going to translate once you get into when the games really matter? But anyway, football is back. Mitch in Santa Monica is back. You know, the night wasn't a total loss, because after that you can go stream, you know, the live feed from Lockin and see Trey Anastasio sit in with Tedeschi Trucks Band and cover the entire version of Derek and the Dominoes, Layla, and other sort of love songs. So you know what? Music still rolls. Football's back. I'm good. How you been, man?
Great stuff, Mitch in Santa Monica, man. We love you, dude. You know that. And yes, this is your time, as well as so many other people's time. College and NFL football back in action. Your Hurricanes went down to Florida. Had to think that was going to be a great rivalry game. You know, two in-state teams. Florida, the Gators, top 10 right now. Maybe they're not worthy of it at this point, but hopefully throughout the season they will get to that. Hey, real quickly before we let you run, how do you feel about your Green Bay Packers? Aaron Rodgers didn't play the preseason at all, so do you have your concerns?
I have no concern at all. I've been seeing out of Aaron Rodgers more so than I've ever seen in a long time, a smile and a guy who looks like he's having a ton of fun. And that's what I want from my Aaron Rodgers. I have no problem with what he's going to be able to do skill level on the field and keep him out of the preseason. He was probably supposed to play. You know, he was probably supposed to play, you know, in that third game, which is supposed to be a dress rehearsal. But the NFL botched that up. Actually, the Raiders botched that up because they didn't even have a lease signed at the Oakland Coliseum where they could actually play. I don't know if you knew that. But they didn't have a home. So, I mean, it was kind of like a joke. I mean, who doesn't do that? I mean, the NFL should just say, you know what, just cancel the Raiders. Just have them go play somewhere else the whole year. I mean, if they're not going to respect themselves, let alone the league, by not securing a lease so you can host a proper preseason game. I mean, yeah, the Packers kind of lost out on that, as well as the Raiders, to put Rodgers in there. But you know what? I don't have a problem. It's about evaluation. He's a professional athlete. He is the GOAT. If you want to argue about that, or Brady or whatever, we'll get into that as the week progresses.
All right, my friend. Have a great day. Appreciate you getting back in the mix. Mitch in Santa Monica, man. Been way too long since we heard from him. Speaking of which, Dorfman coming in hot with the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. That starts week one of the NFL season. All right, folks, we got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The man in motion on third down. They've got to get it to the 23. Rush coming. McSorley going up top. Good throw for the touchdown. On the near sideline, the veteran Michael Floyd beats his man, and McSorley drops one in there to make this a 19-point game.
As Hogan is going to tuck and run and do so successfully right into the end zone. Kevin Hogan, 24-yard touchdown run for Denver.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You don't think we can win some ball games this year? We're going to win some ball games.
Hey, travelers.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Been a great show, by the way. It's flown by. Always does, to be honest with you. But we got to thank, before we get out of here, we got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, who joined us in hour number one, talking obviously some Andrew Luck and Major League Baseball, and then obviously hour number two, Brian Snow, the Snowman in the Morning, hanging out with us a little bit, talking more about Andrew Luck. And you know what, Mike, as always at this time, it's parting shot time, but one more time, real quickly, NFL Rewind starting real soon on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I take you into the wee hours of the night. Looking forward to that week one of the NFL season. All right, parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
Hey, everybody complains about sports and what it's become, political, politics, all that kind of stuff. But if you just want to see people play for the joy of the game, take a look at the Little League World Series today. We got Louisiana taking on Caraco of Mexico for the Little League World Series title. Kids are just playing their hearts out for the love of the game.
Yeah, look, man, that's the purest form that you're going to see, by the way, when you see those kids out there on the field. But it's kind of cool when you think about, even at the Little League level, the main goal and everybody's goal is to get to that World Series. So, hey, look, my shout out and my parting shot's going to go to Andrew Luck. And look, man, I totally get where this guy's coming from. Injuries are part of the game, as we all know, and how you come back from them is also part of the game. But knowing when to call it quits is also part of the game. And kudos goes to Andrew Luck for knowing that it's time to call it quits. Too much pain, too much of that pain to keep continuing. Anyways, for Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side making it all possible, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.